listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. There were more than 50 serious and potentially fatal mistakes in WA regional hospitals last year, according to the opposition. It comes as an annual report on patient safety, which is typically put out at the end of the year, is yet to be released. Shadow Health Minister Libby Metcalfe says the health system has gone from crisis to crisis.
Under the McGowan government, we have seen our health system run to the ground. And this is just another metric pointing to a hospital system which is under extraordinary pressure.
The health minister has blamed the delay on a busy past year for WA Health. Workers at sites in Bunbury, Busselton, Kalgoorlie and Geraldton have had their jobs secured. WorkPower is set to take over Active Foundation by June this year. The move comes after Active announced last year it would close the sites. Meantime, the City of Greater Geraldton will take to its local council meeting tonight to vote on whether it'll give a local sporting club the funds to repair a brick wall. The La Fiamma Sporting Club maintains the building, but claims the city sprinklers contributed to the bricks deteriorating. Council will vote to give more than $100,000 to replace it. The Shire of Carnarvon has released its recipients for the first round of community growth grants. Seven organisations have secured funding, including the Gascoyne Gymnastics Club, Gascoyne Football Association and the Carnarvon Junior Soccer Association. Chevron Australia want to hear from those in Carnarvon who may be affected by upcoming mining activity. The organisation is planning several offshore petroleum activities and want to hear from the community on whether spiritual and cultural connections will be impacted. Visit Chevron's website to have your say. As the footy season fast approaches, the Great Northern Football League is running a free concussion management session. It's aimed at trainers, coaches, managers and anyone in the league who is interested. Get down to the Railways Football Club at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.